No, you're good. Because together, we are stronger. Individually, we are stronger. I remember every single moment out. Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, do you know somebody that's having a baby or perhaps even planning to have a baby? If you do, now's the time for you to contact Metro Mommy Agency. They have a huge support system before pregnancy, during, and after. What a blessing for neophyte parents. Joining us tonight is Miss Esther McCant. She is the president and CEO of Metro Mommy Agency. Esther is a doula, and she has helped so many expectant moms to navigate effectively through their pregnancy journeys. Esther, welcome. Welcome to On Point Rachel Turgeman. It is an honor to have you here today. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor, and I think it's so timely. This month is October, which is, you know, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and so I'm just grateful to be here to share a little bit of what I do to kind of prevent things of that nature. So thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. And also thank you for being here with us. I know you do a lot of traveling. People from different states are even calling you because they know that you're a prominent doula, helping kids, helping partners, helping families, helping moms, helping everybody.
Yeah.
So tonight, Esther, and for all our viewers, I want to have a front and center conversation with you about the great services that you offer to expectant moms and also aspiring moms. Like I said at the beginning, you also help people that want to have babies before they even get pregnant. So I think that's wonderful. How about that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I actually had one reach out to me this week because she wants to move forward. I met her a couple of years ago and I've been doing this work for about 7 years, almost 7 years. And I was just honored to see that she reached out. So I've had the opportunity to do this work because I truly believe it's because of my upbringing. I am a Miami native, born and raised here. I attended the University of Miami, born to Haitian immigrants, Haitian parents. I love and truly respect. And they instilled, of course, the desire and the will and the courage to go after my education. And so I got a really wonderful ride at UM. And
you studied biology?
I did. I studied biology and I was on the pre-med track. And I ended up moving forward with the master's, starting a master's program at FIU in public health. And I went ahead and I paused it after, you know, getting married and everything like that. But public health has still found me throughout the entire career that I've had as a doula. So,
you know, Esther, I'm a strong believer that when you are born to be great at something, God's going to put that in front of you. And so right off the bat, you know, I want to let all of viewers know that when my daughter, Rosetta Turgeman, gets pregnant, and hopefully I want to be a grandma, God willing, I'm hiring you. Okay, because I know how important it is to have that extra, you know, sense of support. I didn't know that you were around. So when I had my baby, thank God I have my sister, Fanny Elias, and my mom that helped me tremendously. But I was like a nervous wreck. And as we get more into the interview, I know that a lot of our viewers, either men that are married and want the support for their significant other, or women that are planning to get pregnant or are pregnant, they can still call you. It's not too late.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about your parents, your upbringing. What teachable moments, whether with your parents or wherever you are, we were born here in Miami, maybe some mentors that perhaps you have had that really helped define your persona. Tell us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, my parents, you know, God bless my dad's soul. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he definitely instilled in me hard work. He instilled in me this idea that you can build whatever kind of life that you want. And he also, I think, put in that little networking bug in me where he was able to connect with people, build relationships with people, and never really go without, in the sense that if he could not provide it for himself, he always knew who was resourceful in his circle. And many times he was called upon to be that resource to family and to friends. And when I think about my mother still is living now, and I am her caretaker at the moment. She definitely also instilled a kind of resiliency and a strength that is very common, I think, in Haitian, older Haitian women and that generation of mothers. And she took her role as a mother very seriously. If it meant sacrificing, you know, I would say in a lot of respects, a social life, you know, then she was going to do it. So she, this was her routine was going to work and going to church and coming home. You know, that was her thing. And I know that.
So you saw all of this when you were growing up.
Yeah, I saw all of it when I was growing up. And so, you know, it was, I think, different things that they allowed me to do, not realizing how beneficial it was going to be. And one of those things that they really pushed me to do and encouraged me to do was to do oratorical contests. So in elementary school, I grew up kind of like, you know, reciting poetry, you know, Langston Hughes and Maya Angelou and all these different amazing poets and writers. And that really helped to set the tone for how I was going to articulate and advocate for myself, even as a young adult, you know.
And that is why you are a great speaker. And I noticed that you also go and talk to masses of individuals, all types of organizations, either nursing groups or universities, or anybody that wants you to go, you know, go out there and explain mm-hmm. to them what does a doula do and mm-hmm. how effective and how wonderful you are and what a tremendous support you are for moms, their partners, their families. So this is truly amazing. So doula, I didn't learn that term until I met you, believe it or not. And that was very recent. And I'm very proud to have you here on Point, Rachel Turgum. And again, I want to thank you for being here. For our viewers to understand, because I didn't know what a doula was, what exactly is the role of a doula, number one? Mm-hmm. And number two, what influenced you in your life, Esther, to mm-hmm. want to become a doula? Tell us.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah. So a doula, if those of you who don't know, is a trained professional who is able to support a family with informational, emotional and physical support throughout their entire pregnancy and also throughout the birthing process. So I am physically there with a mom and dad, helping them to understand how to cope during the laboring process, how to get relaxed, how to make sure that they're bringing their babies into this world as gently as possible, and also as safely as possible so that both mom and baby are healthy at the end of it all and that their postpartum period goes as smoothly as possible as the mother and the baby transition into learning about each other, learning how they're going to feed and nurture each other and support and bond with each other. And so I also help facilitate that partner role to be as active as possible, but also to allow them space, right? Because we never know when labor and birth is going to happen. And so
sometimes
if they're really already working full time, working crazy hours, you know, work doesn't stop necessarily and labor doesn't either. And so I step in to provide a way of, for those partners to rest and get some respite throughout the laboring process, just in case it's really long. You know,
let me tell you, I can sure have used you. I'm going to ask production to lower a little bit my sound system, or maybe you can try on your side, Esther, because I think I hear an echo there. But I could certainly have used your services when I was pregnant 25 mm-hmm. years ago, November 19. My daughter's going to be 25. Big shout out to my daughter, Rosetta Turgeon in Israel. I could have definitely have used you. But what I promise you today, that when my mm-hmm. daughter gets pregnant, I will definitely hire you. Why? One, I love your personality. I love the fact that you have all these certifications. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're an expert in all these fields. And let's face it, and let me talk to our viewers for a second. Viewers, if you haven't had a baby yet, but you want to have a baby, I strongly suggest that you contact Metro Mommy Agency. I remember when I was pregnant, I was like a nervous wreck. I started seeing my body like blossom beautifully because mm-hmm. I wanted my baby to grow. But at the same time, you know, then your legs get swollen. So you need the reassurance. Somebody like you that's an expert that we can hire, that, you know, that we can call And later on, I want you to explain, you know, the different customized packages for all our viewers, but somebody that can go with us to the different appointments, that can help us schedule our appointments, that can talk about nutrition, that can talk about breastfeeding. All of this is what I want you to do for my daughter. And if I wanted to do it for my daughter, viewers, get ahead and make sure that you do contact Metro Mommy Agency doula, Esther McCamp. So what influenced you, Esther? What influenced you to become a doula?
Oh, definitely. So I was thinking about this a lot all this week, actually, and speaking to my sister-in-law, and I remembered what that specific detail was. When I was in college at UM about my third year or so, I remember getting a call to go and attend and see my niece, you know, Jolie, be born. And it was a birth center, Miami Maternity Birth Center, and it was also a water tub experience. And so I got to see my sister-in-law literally breathe down her baby. It was as quiet and as peaceful of an environment, very dim lights. And that imagery and watching that and watching my brother and all of the respect that he had for what his wife was doing in that moment stayed with me. And seeing that made me think to myself, well, if I ever become pregnant at some point, I wasn't married at the time, I think I might want to do this. And so the first time I got pregnant, unfortunately, I did not carry to term. I had a loss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that loss I experienced, thank you, was in a hospital setting after I found out through ultrasound that I was going to have the loss. And I miscarried in the hospital, laid out, waiting for the doctor for about an hour. The doctor comes in and she ended up not really acknowledging the loss, which I found to be a little troubling and disturbing.
Very troubling.
Yeah. And she just went on to kind of say, hey, you should go ahead and get a DNC. You should get this done. And otherwise you're going to bleed out. And so I was a little alarmed by that. I didn't like the way that I was treated. And I decided that I would choose a home birth route. And so fast forward, I got pregnant again. I hired my doula, hired my midwife. And I had a wonderful birth experience, albeit it was 20 hours. But it was amazing. It was amazing. Second time around, even better. Third time around, that was the trigger. Third time around, I found myself not in Florida again, where we have this luxury of having so many options for birth. We have licensed midwives here. We have certified nurse midwives. We have, you know, CPMs or certified professional midwives. And I was living in where it was technically illegal for me to have a home birth in that state unless I had an OB present too.
Interesting.
And so I had to use my research skills that I got from UM and figured out where should I give birth? Where should I do this? And I'm like 5 months, 5 months pregnant at the time.
Amazing. Okay. I love it.
And still trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. And I made my calls and found a wonderful midwife in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and drove myself 2.5 hours. With my husband, of course, he drove me.
That's a long way.
Maybe a first water birth experience. It was amazing. And I loved the experience, had a great time, but it was something about that postpartum period where you're sitting with the baby and you're hearing, wow, I have two other kids around in the background. And it clicked that, wow, this is not what I thought my life was going to be at this point. And I was really sad and disappointed and feeling like, wow, did I let my parents down? You know, what is my life about right now? And I asked the midwife, well, the midwife asked me, you know, why are you crying? Why are you upset in this, you know, 5 week postpartum visit? And she says, she asked me, you know, what do you enjoy? What do you love doing more than anything? And I shared with her, I said, you know, I love being able to go to the playground with my kids and watch them stomp on the yard and just, you know, being a mom and hanging out with the other moms and talk about birth and pregnancy. And, you know, I found myself a lot of the times listening to their birth trauma stories too, you know, sure. And encouraging them and trying to guide them and advocate for them and show them other options. And so she said, my midwife says, well, you should consider becoming a doula or a childbirth educator or a midwife. You
and know? There, Star was born. Hold that then, thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. I want to come back to you. I want to say thank you to all our VIP advertisers, and I'll come right back to you. So let's begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-presidents Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation, Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. Catholic Hospice and Catholic Palliative Care Services, a big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff, Medical Director Dr. Tracy Romanello, and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Trabanco, Regional Retail Manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Synovus is a financial services company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including our South Florida footprint. Synovus is here for you to safely meet your banking, lending, and investing needs. Hashtag the bank of here. United Home Care, a big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Ceballos, and the rest of their stellar team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there's no place like home. Frida Alcasan Arsadon, our Asian American healthcare hero, invites other multicultural healthcare heroes to promote unity, understanding, respect, and tolerance among all. Marie Torreson, CPA, business owners. She will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call and make an appointment. Global Overday Seminary and University, known as Godzu, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact Godzu. Meet Alyssa Billiard, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. Jewish University System, a big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, President and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. And of course, Metro Mommy Agency, for all of your pregnant support before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, and the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic. Thank you, Elaine Maselli Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all of our VIP advertisers. All of your services are beyond magnificent. Esther, you are a lactation expert, a lactation counselor certified. Keeping that in mind, in your evidence-based opinion, why is breastfeeding so important for babies and mommies? Tell us.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I was an expert before I got the certification, because I breastfed all four of my sons 13 months or longer, and the last one 26 months. And I can tell you, I'm seeing the fruit of that labor. You have the advantage of giving your child the best boost to their immune system, boost on their IQs. There's no one, and I'm a homeschooling mom, no one who has come up to me and said otherwise about how smart my children are and how intelligent they are and all these things. And I believe it's the breast milk. I know it takes work, you know, early on, but I do believe breast milk is such an important factor. So much so that, you know, they're looking at breast milk to see how it can even help with things like COVID, right? It can help with things like conjunctivitis, right?
Or pink eye. No, I didn't know any of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, breast milk has a lot of advantages, but even the process of breastfeeding, a lot of advantages for the mother as well. It actually, and since this is also October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it actually can reduce the risk of breast cancer in women who are able to successfully breastfeed, I want to say at least 6 months or longer. So we get the most benefits from mom when she is able to go the full year. But at least getting the 6 months in is great for mom and baby. And I see, you know, they're not as, you know, as much of a like picky eater. Right. They eat their vegetables. They are able to have really healthy gut biome. So we have not had any like stomach troubles or anything like that. And I'm just so grateful for just the health that it's been able to afford our family.
So for those mothers that want to breastfeed, obviously, they should call you, Metro Mommy Agency, if they're having trouble, right?
Yeah.
For those that want your advice right up front, and they don't seem to have or produce enough milk, if you will, what advice would you give them so that they can produce more milk, or at least to avoid their babies from becoming dehydrated? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So right out of the gate, wherever you're birthing, right, which you have the option to birth in a hospital or at home or in a birth center. And wherever you're birthing, those days and that time away from home or away from your normal setting, you want to make sure you're breastfeeding on demand as often as possible. And your baby's going to show you these cues, honestly, anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 hours or so. And that's kind of the range that I like to stick into because that range helps me to know that as small as the baby's tummy is, right, if I'm feeding the baby frequently enough, I'm going to have a baby that's going to be satiated. So when parents follow that pattern, they don't tend to have babies that are dealing with dehydration, and they also take care of that very sensitive period immediately after birth, which I call it in twos, right? The first 2 hours are critical to breastfeed as often as possible, and make sure that first feed happens. Lots of skin to skin happens as well. And then the first 2 days is also just as critical for you to start to establish your milk supply. And it works on supply and demand. If you do not give the signal to your body, to your breast, that there is a demand here, there's a baby that wants to be fed here as frequently as possible, then you will not send that signal enough so that you can help have that long-term milk production long-term, you know? So that's kind of how it works.
Later on, we'll talk about the packages, the customized packages that you have. I want you to talk about the breastfeeding package as well, if it's all-inclusive, so on and so forth, because I know that's a very big deal with a lot of our viewers, I'm sure, that they have kids that want to get pregnant or are pregnant. You know, and we could use that extra support. And what I like about you, Esther, or I should call you Esther Doula or Doula Esther, either way, is that you are available all the time. Like, these are your clients and you are there for them. And that's beautiful. Talking about clients, vaginal deliveries, to what do you attribute having most of your clients many, many more vaginal deliveries than unnecessary C-sections? What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, education, education, education. So while I was at UM, I had some time doing health education. And what I can tell you, you know, that is such a big game changer. If you are able to have the information at your hands on why C-sections happen and how to avoid them, then guess what? When you have someone that you're working with like myself, you are more likely to increase your odds of avoiding the C-section altogether. And so I attribute that to the education. I spend at least 90 minutes per visit with my client talking through childbirth education, addressing those gaps that might be missed in between appointments with their provider. I just so happened to have a situation recently where preeclampsia came up, okay? And because of high blood pressure being found out during a prenatal visit, you know, I was able to help that mom and that family get to the hospital, address it, you know, and, you know, that mom, even that mom is still able to, you know, go ahead and pump and everything like that and have milk available. So it's those little intricacies that matter.
That's humongous. That's important, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you are, you know, addressing this with all our viewers, because, you know, my sister made a comment when she saw your flyer the other day. She goes, you know, that's wonderful that you're having Esther, the doula, on your show, because, you know, having a baby is a gift, you know, and what better than you, Esther, that have, you know, you've studied so much to be such a tremendous support for expectant moms and aspiring moms. So that's truly amazing. What about jumpstarting a labor? What methods can a lot of our viewers use if they're already getting to, you know, they're already at the 9th month and they really want to just give birth? Are there any methods that we can follow?
Definitely. I always tell my clients, I usually do 2 prenatal visits with doula clients, but I always leave room for one more just in case we are at the cusp of that, you know, expected, you know, guest month of the gestation of their baby, right? And so I would recommend lots of walking, right? Walking at the beach, just walking into the waves, watching the waves, really getting more in tune with your body is going to be important. Maybe you might need some chiropractic care, which is something that I loved in my 4th pregnancy. Getting adjusted, right?
My brother was a chiropractor. I mean, he rest in peace. He recently passed away, and he was so good, Esther. And I definitely advocate for chiropractors as well. So that's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, so adjustments can help to kind of align that pelvis. And I actually see a chiropractor regularly, Walker Chiropractic in Miramar, and it's amazing. And I also recommend making sure that you remember the way you got this baby in. How this baby got here is probably the way the baby might want to come out, that kind of energy. And so for 2 of my labors to get started, sorry for TMI, that's how I got my labors started. You know, we just got a little intimates and, you know, had some relations, and that's how you can start your labor sometimes. And it has to do with the prostaglandins in the semen. So
interesting.
It's a little extra for you.
You're just a knowledge, aren't you? Amazing. And did you want to say anything else when it came to inducing any other methods?
Yeah.
How about acupuncture? You think acupuncture might help, or acupressure?
Acupuncture, yes, I agree. Acupuncture, especially if you have a baby that is breached, maybe the baby's malpositioned and the baby's not in the right position to properly apply pressure on the cervix, you might want to do some acupuncture or acupressure. There's so many different things, but definitely, I would definitely advise you to speak to your provider before you try any of these things. Some of them are more effective than others, and you want to really give your provider a heads up so they can make it to your birth certificate.
Absolutely. But that's where you come in, Esther, as the Metro Mommy Agency doula, where they can hire you. A lot of our viewers are watching, and you don't have to worry about anything. I know that you also schedule appointments, Esther, for your clients. You go with them. If they call you frantic for any reason, they're nervous about something, you're there to talk to them. You come over, you talk to them on the phone, you do telehealth, you do everything for the clients. Yeah. And I think that's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Talking about everything, hypnobirthing, you are also certified in this field. Talk to us, what are your thoughts on this method to deliver babies? Hypnobirthing is called.
Absolutely. So hypnobirthing is more so like a philosophy, and we use lots of different types of techniques. But what I think is really effective about it is even just the way that the information is shared. So it's a 5-week course that is 2.5 hours each class.
Good.
And they're taken consecutively. And we invite both mom, dad, partners, all of them to be a part of it. And during the time that they are in the course, they're interacting with me as an instructor. I started my career actually teaching hypnobirthing as a result of being trained by the president of hypnobirthing, Dr. Vivian Keeler.
And
so all of my interactions have actually been online virtually. And so to be able to teach and train and provide the childbirth education and still get really amazing outcomes is really, really important. And it's phenomenal to think about, especially during this time with COVID, where we're seeing a lot of stress and anxiety. This course, I would have clients leave the class, whatever week it was, feeling more empowered, feeling like they want to make different changes to their birth plan. Some of them changed where they're going to give birth. A lot of them, though, by class three or so, they're walking out really refreshed and energized and really eager to finish up the rest of the course, the fourth and the fifth class. And so we talk about childbirth education. We talk about breastfeeding. We talk about the postpartum period. And we talk about actual tools and techniques that you can use throughout your labor, but also, I think, throughout your life. Because it's through this process of self-hypnosis that you can actually regain control of how your mind wants to approach whatever the situation you're dealing with. And so in this case, with labor, right, physically, it takes a toll on our bodies. And if you are not strong here, you can kind of like throw in the towel. And so we have clients who will avoid the epidural. They will avoid any kind of pain medication because they're so relaxed. They're so relaxed, and it's amazing.
I love it because obviously I'm also coming from a chiropractic background. I didn't have the epidural myself. I don't like any painkillers myself either. So having somebody like you for my daughter, which definitely you'll be hired, okay, it's going to be amazing. Because it's also very different when you have somebody like you that's an expert in birthing, child birthing, right, educated that you are. And then telling somebody that has hired you, listen, this is what's good for you. This is, you know, science proven. Instead of the mother saying, hey, Rosetta, this is what you need to do. It's different. It's different because, you know, you have that education. You have the full child birthing education certification. And that makes it all the better. Postpartum depression doula that you are, any particular tips that you could give to some of our viewers that might be pregnant at this time, or the perhaps that are planning to get pregnant, how not to become depressed after they have the baby? What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. So that's a really good question. And there's a lot of things that we can do preventatively. And I think the most important thing is to take an honest, honest look at your life right now and acknowledge that when you bring a new child into this world, it will change. It will look very different. And so if you have not set up proper boundaries for yourself to be able to know when to say no and when you want to say yes, to listen carefully to what your body is saying, if you are actually fatigued, if you're tired, if you're stressed, if you have, you know, any anxiety, if you already are dealing with that, I have to forewarn you that things can worsen if you don't try to actively pursue ways to incorporate self-care, ways to address any previous, you know, mental health issues. And if you don't have proper supports around you. So I would encourage you to build your village and make sure there is someone who is not just in your social circle that you can count on, right? Because the challenges that, and I see this all the time too, where folks will hire me and honestly, the mom or like the grandmother might actually be saying exactly what I'm saying, but because it's coming from them, the mom doesn't hear it, true. You know? And it just goes in through one ear and out the other. And so in cases like that, adding a professional like myself would be wonderful because one, I'm a people person. Like it doesn't matter how hostile the mother or the grandmother or whoever is, I tend to be likable by them and they understand where I'm coming from. I don't confront anyone, but I definitely am assertive and I will tell the truth and advise as best as I can to encourage change because certain things have to change to make it more suitable and conducive for that mother, that baby, that father, that partner to enjoy that process afterwards. Cause that's what you want anyway, right? There's no point having baby smells and feeling baby feed and, you know, and you feel miserable at the same time, right? That's not what we're trying to sign up for, but in the event that it happens, you should have support around you.
And what I like about you is that you would come in and you would actually help us in the most vulnerable time of our lives. You know, here we have this beautiful gift that God has blessed us with, a baby in our hands as a new mom, right? Mm-hmm. And you coming in as an expert and us being so vulnerable and so nervous because, you know, we don't want to drop the baby. We don't want to make sure that we're breastfeeding correctly. We want to make sure that we're feeding the baby the water, this and that. And you mentioned something very important, how to say no. You know, a lot of times people want to come over and visit you when you just had a baby. Well, you got to learn to say no because you're exhausted. You need to take a nap. And then also you come in also as a doula to help at the, right. at the house.
Postpartum doula, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your customized packaging. You know, let mm-hmm. our viewers, you know, how can they contact you? Want to give out your number and mm-hmm. something about your customized packaging? Because you have prices for everybody. And that's what I love about you, Esther.
Yes, yes, yes. So I have to let you know, I absolutely started my business with the intention always to serve, you know, the most vulnerable populations, populations that may not be able to afford it. And so I've worked very hard to network to make it possible. And so far, what's happened is on my website, metromommyagency.com, you'll be able to see all of my packages. But if the price range does not work for you, let me know if you are especially one of my Black moms, because I have a partnership with the Southern Birth Justice Network to provide scholarships for up to $500 to cover the cost. I also am one of the National Doula Network's doulas, so I'm able to provide Medicaid funding for the doula services with Simply. Right now, I will be working to add more plans. And so there are lots of ways to go about it. And then the other thing I've always thought about is expanding, right? And so I have a mentorship program, a doula mentorship program with wonderful women of color from so many different backgrounds. Some of them have MPHs, some of them are massage therapists. I mean, it's amazing. And they oftentimes are able to take on clients at a different rate as well, and sometimes even pro bono, as some of them are looking for certification births. So we can cover everybody.
I love it. Well, Esther, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We're running out of time. Thank you for sharing this invaluable service to all the aspiring moms and expectant moms. Is there a last minute message that perhaps you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, if you are facing or working with or know of a family that is definitely going to find my services useful or helpful, please do not hesitate to reach out. It is when the community can look out and around themselves and see what those resources are and point them in a timely manner to those families. That's how we can help each other grow and be able to have families that are actually stronger and resilient from the start. That's really my goal in all of this, is to help our families grow so that they can go back and become contributors, healthy contributors to their society. That is my goal. And I wish that everyone that's listening today can take your health just as seriously and also take the health of those babies around you as seriously as well. And so thank you for listening and for watching tonight.
Thank you so much, Esther. You're doing a great job. Fantastic to all our viewers. Remember, contact Metro Mommy Agency, Esther McCant. She also belongs to a Healthier Miami-Dade County Consortium, where she's trying to increase breastfeeding for our little babies and making them live longer. So I want to thank you, Esther. We'll have you back next month to make sure that our pregnant moms do not lose their babies. We're going to be talking about losses and how to prevent losses. So I'm looking forward to interviewing you next month in November.
Yeah.
God bless you. I'll talk to you later. To all the viewers, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point Rachel Turgeman, and share this very powerful interview about having babies, a gift from God, as my sister Fanny Elias would say. Share it with your family and friends. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.